Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Chris Lowe joins us now, ESPN.com. Chris, what's up? How are you?
Brett, I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We are doing well. So the Oakland A's apparently have a deal in place with Kyler Murray to allow him to play football and still pay him $5 million. The NCAA like this?
I tell you what, I like it if I'm Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
That's you talk about the best of both worlds. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how all this shakes out. But good for him. Good for his agent to be able to work out a deal like this.
Hey, whenever
I shouldn't say agent because you're not supposed to have an agent.
Right.
Whenever you hang out with Nick Saban, and I know you guys hang out, you ever see him take a bath in a lake with a bar of ivory soap?
No, you're like the third or fourth person to ask me that. No, I've been.
I like how you shut that down before Mickey even got it out.
I've been to his house, and I know the lake is through the woods there from his house. And he's got a gator. I think he drives back there to it, but I've never been there when he's taking a bath in the lake. But I know he's a big lake guy. He loves being on the lake.
Evidently.
On the boat. He's got a couple jet skis, and you know, it's amazing in this day and age what resonates with people. You know, that whole story about him being on the boat with his players, he does that every year. He takes his leadership group out, and he told me he'll take, right before camp, he'll take the freshmen out, and then they does something with the seniors, similar to that. They'll go out and they'll tube, and they'll ride jet skis, and they'll cook out. So all that gets out, like a week and a half ago, they run out of gas. Well, I'm talking to somebody in Alabama, and this is Benny Saban. He's like, you know, I'm getting my teeth kicked in because, you know, I'm supposed to be this, you know, prepared guy, and I took a boat, all these kids out. We didn't run out of gas. The fuel pump was bad. So I get him on the phone, and he's going on and on about it, and he was really pretty funny about it. He goes, you know, he said, I got the funniest responses from people about that. He said the best one, I wrote this in the story, he said somebody from the Naval, so I guess some student or some kid from the Naval Academy sent him a picture of a warship and said, don't worry, coach, we got you back. If you ever, you know, if it ever happens again, we'll come pick you up. So he got as big a kick out of that as anybody. But it's funny how that kind of stuff just resonates. You know, I guess when you win as much as he's won and go to the top of your profession the way he has, is there anything that happens or anything like that that's a little bit off the wall is going to be big news.
Well, Chris, Jay Jacobs, former Auburn athletic director, now makes the move to Florida. How did that all go down?
Well, you know, I know, Dawn, that guys in guys that are ADs like to have people as their lieutenant or their number two that have sort of been in that chair before, you know, and certainly have been in that chair in the league, and Jay has been. You know, Jay's been in the SEC for a long time, played at Auburn, was an AD at Auburn. You know, had been through, you know, several ordeals, you know, several things that happened at Auburn. And, you know, you look at it from Scott Strickland's perspective at Florida, AD of Florida, and to have a guy that, you know, has sort of been through some of those things and has that experience, you know, you bounce things off of him, you weigh things against him and say, hey, you know, what do you remember when this happened to you? So I think that's, you know, much like coaches, you know, that are secure enough, and I think you got to be secure enough in your own skin to bring in guys who've been former head coaches. Just, of course, Saban's made a living at doing that. But I remember talking to Nick about it. He says, you know, everybody does something better than other people. There's something that a coach does, whether it's in social media, recruiting, whether it's development, whether, you know, whatever. And you try to tap into that with every coach to make yourself better. And I think it's much the same way with ADs and administrators in college athletics is, you know, somebody that you bring in that's been in the league and knows the league and has had, you know, his share of having to sort of weather things, you know, you try to tap into that. And I think that's probably what's happened here with Jay, you know, joining Scott there at Florida.
Chris, there's a lot of talk, Chris Lowe, our guest, about Jimbo and his recruiting class for next year, what's a realistic expectation for he and the Aggies this year?
You're talking about on the field or recruiting, Mickey?
No, on the field. No one, it looks like he's got a heck of a crew coming in, but what about this year on the field?
Well, I mean, I think there's some players there, and it's not like they're just completely void of talent. I mean, there's some players there in the program. It's not like, you know, Kevin Sumlin had highly rated recruiting classes for whatever that's worth. Okay. I mean, Tennessee had back to back top 10 classes too a few years ago. So I think we all can sort of get intoxicated or blinded by where a class is ranked. A lot of times it's a year or two later, it looks a lot different because guys don't make it, guys don't pan out, you don't develop them well enough. All that said, listen, Jimbo knows exactly what the stakes are there at Texas A&M. You don't spend as much money to bring in a guy to coach your football program and spend as much money as Texas A&M has spent on football facilities and renovating Kyle Field. I mean, he's going to be expected to win right away. What's realistic? I mean, certainly to be in a bowl game and to be a team in November that's at least a player, I think, in factoring into the race. Now, I'm thinking anybody expects him to go in and win the SEC in year one, but hey, Kirby in year two at Georgia goes to the national championship game and wins the SEC championship. And when you look at resources and facilities, you know, importance of football, I can promise you, Texas A&M, football rates right up here near the top. So again, Jimbo does not go in with blinders on. He understands that he's going to be expected to be a factor right away. Winning the SEC in year one, maybe not, but certainly being in a bowl game and winning some games that count next year, I think would be right there among expectations of even the most realistic people.
So along those lines, would you put on Jimbo who has the highest expectations, the most pressure of the new coaches, like the Mullen at Florida, Moorhead, Pruitt? Is it Jimbo or is it another one? What's the guy that has to have the biggest jump?
I think it's Jimbo.
Yeah.
Simply because of what they're paying him, Don, and how much has been made about that and the fact that he left to play Florida State where he won a national championship.
Who's next then if Jimbo's won?
I think Mullen.
Yeah.
I think Mullen would be there, but I still think Jimbo would be in that top spot. But Mullen, again, I mean, you talked, and I've spent some time in Florida a couple different times in the last couple of years, and a little bit like Tennessee, but even more so at Florida, when you talk to Gators, when they take a snapshot of Florida football, a lot of them are thinking about what they did in Urban Meyer, okay, winning a couple national championships in 3-year span. What they did under the head ball coach. You know, now, Urban Meyer's last national championship there was in 08, so we're talking about 10 years ago. You know, Spurrier's was in 96. We're talking about over 20 years ago. But that's the standard in Florida. You know, Dan Mullen was there with Urban Meyer when they won those national championships. That's the expectation. And, again, it's not going to be, you know, waiting 3 or 4 years to get to that point, that's not reality at a place like Florida. So, and especially in the East, again, I don't think it helps anybody, Jeremy Pruitt, Dan Mullen, that Kirby Smart in year number two at Georgia wins the SEC championship and gets the national championship game. So you know that sooner as opposed to later, Don, that Dan Mullen is going to be expected to have the Gators. And that's, you know, in that same type of stratosphere.
Yeah.
Chris Lowe, our guest on Fridays. Chris, we appreciate it, man. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You bet, guys. Take care. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
At C Lowe ESPN. You can read him, ESPN.com.